Olson for J&N Coral. The property that we have pulled up is the first one's 2422 Shepherd Hills Expressway.
Which one?
2422
okay, Shepherd Hills Expressway. That would be Scenic Hills, I believe.
Okay.
And is that 66 rooms? Yes. I'd just like to state first that we came in and they were significantly higher, and we spoke with Mr. Pennell, and I thought he was very nice and very fair in reducing it down to what it is now. We don't think it's low enough. It doesn't reflect what we think the values are worth. But I'd just like to say that he demonstrated his ability and his willingness to be fair.
So he took it from 1.478 down to 856 already?
Is that what it was at?
If memory serves me right, I used the decision you all have made at $13,000 a room. Does that ring a bell, Bob?
It's very close, the values that you came up with $13,000 a room.
Which
one of them's
what
a little
you
more.
All had set on Sun in 13 or
14. Prior years, okay.
And this one's on Shepherd Hills Expressway. You can see same area as the Morris property you looked at earlier.
Did we make a decision on that, or we?
I think we turned them down, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, now this, how many rooms this guy has?
This has 66 rooms. And if I could say, of course, the assessor uses the Honeycutt cost approach system, as we all know. And cost approach, as I heard you discussing earlier, Mrs. Neely was talking about, she only cost $50,000 to build, and it's worth a lot more now. I think you'd find that on the Strip, on Shepherd of the Hills, on Green Mountain Drive, all of those places, what it costs to build those places is way more than what they're worth right now. We had a tornado that went through on leap year day of 2012. And many of the hotels that were hit, just as an example, would get $2 million from the insurance company to rebuild it. And they didn't rebuild it because once they rebuilt it, they'd have spent $2 million to have a hotel worth $1 million. So they chose to leave the lots bare and try to sell the land and not build back. It costs a lot more to build these places than you can sell them for. And that's why cost approach is not the best approach to come up with the value of commercial property. It's the worst of the three. What I have for you is some, I would argue, some comparable sales, and I would also argue comparisons to other like properties. I happen to know that there have been at least a couple of sales that I've been involved with that sold for very similar hotels to the Coral Properties hotels. And they sold for approximately $9,000 a room, some actually for less. I believe Mr. Pennell has some of these figures. For instance, I think King's Quarters Hotel, which is all interior rooms, it sold for significantly less than $9,000 a room. And it's very similar to the Coral Properties. American Eagle Suites, which was the homestay, sold for probably $6,000 or $7,000 a room, which is significantly less than $13,000 a room. And these are all sales within the last year. And there are other sales as well that reflect that $9,000 a room is what they're selling for. Are they selling inexpensively right now? Yes, but that reflects what they're worth right now. The value of the property that's in question is what it was worth on January 1st, 2015, not what it will be worth January 1st, 2017 if values go up. And right now, what the market bears is what they're worth, and we believe they're worth $9,000 a room at the most. And we've asked for a value of $425,000 on this. It has 66 rooms. It's on Shepherd of the Hills, like the other comparables that I gave you. The homestay is how many doors up is the homestay? A few doors
less
up.
Less than 1/4 mile.
Okay. And we would also cite some of the assessment figures on some of the other hotels. There's a Stratford House that's actually on the Strip that is at $680,000. And how many rooms is the Stratford?
Stratford House for how much?
Stratford is appraised by the assessor at $680,000, assessed total of $217,000, and it has the exact same number of rooms.
You say the Stratford House?
Stratford House.
Is her hotel a interior room?
Yes, Sunny Kills and is interior.
Interior?
Yeah.
And then what is Stratford Inn, do you know?
I believe it's exterior.
Okay. So they have, and you, that value is at $680,000?
$680,000.
Where is your hotel located?
On the Shepherd of the Hills.
Yeah, I know it's on Shepherd of the Hills. But is it?
It's two up from BT Bones.
Is it close to the...
Do you know where AJ gas station?
The what?
AJ's gas station across from the Brick House?
BT Bones.
It's two up from BT Bones, or three up from BT Bones.
Yeah, BT Bones is not anymore there.
Okay. Well, that's how he would know it.
It's now called Drafts or something.
Yeah, I see. Well, it's still the old Hart's Supermarket, and still, you know, where Dairy Queen used to be downtown. I don't know what this new stuff is.
But you said that King's Quarter sold for $9,000.
Actually, it sold for significantly less than that. That's up there. It sold for less than $6,000, actually, a room. And it's interior rooms.
Well, at the King's Quarters, it was to get rid of it.
Well, it was an arm's length sale. The Snedden estate sold it, and it was an arm's length sale. It wasn't a foreclosure, and it wasn't a short sale back to the bank. It was an arm's length sale. And there are other sales just like it, made by purchases by the same party for very similar values. I'm familiar with all of those sales, very familiar with them.
Well, I'm very familiar with King's Quarters, and it's worth, location-wise, significantly less than yours. Stratford House is less than yours, too.
Yeah, I agree with that, but ours is wood construction, and King Quarters is concrete, and it's more durable.
I don't know that King's Quarters would be worth less than her property. The homestay, which is now, American Eagles, also sold in the same neighborhood as King Quarters. And that's just a few doors up on Shepherd of the Hills. That was an Elliott Lodging property, the same guy that has Branson, Best Western Branson Landing. Some other comparables that I was given to present would be the Terra Inn. Where's
yes. Okay. The old Terra Inn, which is in the Shepherd of the Hills, where the the top of the hill between Savannah Inn and Barrington Inn, has exactly the same amount of the room, better construction, and inside corridors like ours.
And what are they?
The value is very, very low.
That's better than it was earlier.
He's already made the adjustment, right?
This is that.
Okay, so the one that she's talking about is appraised at $218,702.
And which one's that?
That's Terra Inn. It's at 245 Shepherd of the Hills Expressway.
Do you, you said that cost approach is not, and it's fine. Do you have an income approach?
No.
Appraisal done?
If we were going to pay for an appraisal, it would be at a later time. Coming to BOE, you try to get it resolved without having to pay for an appraisal.
I didn't know if they had one done for bank.
You used what we used a couple of years ago on the cost of room.
$13,000
a room. And it's one of the nicer
motels that we looked at on Shepherd Hill.
In that line.
Correct.
A couple of days ago was Cone. What did we come up with that?
No, that was the Barrington. I don't think those can be considered to be similar. And we can look at that if you'd like. But I'm assuming the Barrington probably wouldn't be a...
I didn't look at the Barrington as being a comparable.
That's what I mean, it wouldn't be a comparable, I don't believe. But that's up to you. You're the...
That was the Barrington?
That was the Barrington.
Better or less?
And I think, well, it was at $2.4 million. I would assume it'd be a...
It has a lot more rooms, though,
room,
so
yeah.
If you went with room values, I don't know if it would be good or bad for us because
yeah,
I didn't look at it.
I don't even know how many rooms it is, to be honest with you.
Barrington is more than 100 rooms. I think 120, 130.
Yeah. Okay. But that was a Combs property?
Correct.
I didn't remember that. But.
So that's 20,000 a room if there's 120 rooms, roughly.
We set those units a couple of years ago, and we went through and valued those that were without need of considerable money spent on them, and we set these at what Mr. Pennell has set the room at $13,000 a room as one of the nicer ones. Then we went all the way down to, I think, $13,000, $10,000, and maybe $8,000. Isn't that what we did, or $9,000?
The only one I saw was the 13. Maybe you did do some lower ones.
We did some lower ones, but they were
external.
They were external and needed depreciation work on them, you know. So,
and the only one, just for me, the one that sold for $680,000. You said it was 66 rooms.
What 87, 89. The King Quarters.
Oh, King Quarters was 80 some odd rooms.
Yeah, 80 some rooms. I don't know exactly, but between 80 to 90.
Okay.
Which one of them did Bev work at?
I also know that Dockers on Green Mountain Road, which is a very nice hotel,
nice.
Sold for less than, it sold for about $9,000 a room.
Okay. Was that
Where was that?
Dockers.
Was that arm length transaction?
Yes.
Okay.
Dockers sold about 9,000 rooms?
Yes. Let me look and just double-check that.
And that's on Green Mountain. But now we're talking about these sales. How long ago are we talking these sales?
Within the last year.
Last year?
Within the last year.
Gentlemen, do you have any thoughts on this specific property?
Unless we're going to change what we set up 2 years ago as far as the amount per room that we figure these units at, well, I'm fine with the adjustment that Chuck's made.
What was that?
Roughly a 40% decrease.
And that's...
Here you go, Mr. Kerbo. It was at $1,478,000, lowered to $856,000.
And it was... No, wait, show me again. It was at 1.4?
1478.
And I'd just like to say that we really are pleased that Mr. Pennell was willing to be as fair as that. He said that you had said a couple of years ago at $13,000 a room. However, again, we're here to tell you that $13,000 is not currently the market for these hotels. But anyway.
We'll take that in consideration as we set all the others as we go down the road. We just did this 2 years ago through an extensive study, so we'll set that as if we have a different number as we go through these motels. But that's quite a decrease from what we had it set 2 years ago.
No, I understand. These are non-flag hotels. They're not, you know, a Hilton or even a Best Western or Comfort Inn. And that makes a difference as well.
What do you think, Gerald?
I think what has been reduced from to $856,000, I think that's realistic.
Gentlemen, do we have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Well, can I ask a question then? If we're going to do that, then that would leave, if that's what you're intending to do on... The which one are we on?
St. Kilda.
We're on...
What's the address?
2422.
Okay. I'll just let you go ahead. I'm sorry.
Jim, we have a motion. Do we have a second? Or do we have a motion?
Yep.
Do we have
a second?
We have a motion, a second to... What's your motion, Danny, to deny?
No, to leave it at what that Mr. Pennell is at $856,324.
So your motion is to deny?
Yes, the motion is to deny.
Mr. Kerbo, is your second on his motion to deny? Okay. We have a motion, a second to deny BOE number 2015-40. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Okay, on the other hotel, it's 65 rooms.
Is it similar?
Yeah, if you're going to do that, what I'd ask is that you give us 13,000 a room and lower it to 845. Since 13,000, I believe 13,000 is 845.
Similar build, similar structure, similar.
Outside corridors, less one room.
You say it's outside corridors,
mm-hmm.
So it's not interior.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, do you want to take that into consideration? Do we have any?
Is that 2015-41?
Yes, we are now on BOE number 2015-41.
You said 13,000 rooms. 13.
Well, that's what the previous one was set at.
Well, yeah, but that would be how much? How many rooms we got here? You said 65.
65. So it'd be 13,000 less, but take in consideration the fact it is outside corridors instead of interior.
And it has less property also. Less property, one fewer room, and outside rooms instead of inside rooms.
But he's. Did I understand you stated that you wanted to consider the 13,000 on this one, which would make it 845?
I wasn't aware that they were outside rooms and that there was less property. I'd like a little bit more reduction, but I'd like at least that. I'd like you to consider it.
What have we done in the past on exterior rooms? I forget.
That was set in the number of dollars per unit.
I know, I'm trying to remember what it was.
And I don't either. I'd like to go back and look at that. I think we started off.
I know we did classifications and we did.
Yeah.
I want to say it was in the 9 range.
I don't remember. Christy dug up that one for me, and that's the only one.
Here's the BOE history on this parcel. This was back in 2008.
That must have been one of those last of the, it was July 31st, so that really didn't have anything to do with the value, I don't think. It's just a split.
Can we click on the other? No, we can't.
Yeah, we got that.
We can't, because they're not really.
Mr. Kerbo, do you have a feeling on what an exterior room versus interior corridor is worth?
Not a lot of difference.
Not a lot of difference?
I still think 13,000 room would be.
You want to make that into a motion?
Yeah, I'll make that motion. And that would be how much?
Let me.
845.
Well, hold on one second. Let's get exact. That way we're.
And that's
65
rooms?
65 rooms.
843, 350. So, Mr. Kerber, what would be your valuation set? Exact number is 843,349.
Okay, I'll make that motion.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second to set BOE number 2015-41 at the value of $843,349. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Is that what you set that at?
I guess I was off. I apologize. On that one, I meant to have both at 13,000.
Yeah, okay. Can she ask you a question? You've already voted, but she wants to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is that okay with you?
That's fine with me. Go ahead.
My question is, why like Eagle Inn or other has more room, exterior corridor, same street, and our value is a lot higher?
Mr. Pennell, you want to speak to that?
Eagle Inn, I've had too many go through my mind, but possibly Location? Where is it?
Exactly same side of the street, quarter of mile up the hill. They have 87 rooms, we have 66. Outside pool like us, outside corridor like us, construction is exactly same.
And that's the old homestead.
Yeah, and they have more land than we have, because when the previous owner sold, they cut the land around.
And that's across the street?
No, just quarter of mile up the hill, same side of the street.
That's something for him to look at.
I say the BOE is only looking at properties that's brought before us, so the assessor can, like I said, he can speak to that. Our function is just to deal with what's brought before us and what's been appealed. So you will get a letter in the mail, and I'm sure Mr. Paulson's already aware of that. And in it will say, if you're not happy with the decision, you'll give instructions on how to go on to State Tax Commission. They'll actually come down here and meet with you here, so it's not a huge inconvenience.
Thank you.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We good?
Could I just have about 1 minute?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Is he representing also?
Yes.
Is that small?
It's small. I believe.
Is that right?
Small?
Small.
Small. What? Are these two separate hotels? Sir,
whenever
you're ready, Mr. Paulson. Yep.
So, which one are we doing? The Grand Oaks.
We are at 2315 Green Mountain Drive, BOE number 2015-83.
Okay.
Which one?
Very top one, Mr. Kribble.
Okay. On this one.
What's that?
You have Schmoll Enterprises. Mr. Mahoney's the principal of. Schmoll Enterprises, assessed or appraised, excuse me, at $3,061,816. And this hotel has, I'm looking, 112 rooms. And believe it or not, what we did when we asked for what we wanted, we multiplied by 13,000 a room. And it came to... 1,456,000, which is a little less than half of what he's currently appraised at. We've compared it. He's got two hotels next to one another. One's the Baymont and one's this one. If you take the two of them together, the number of rooms they have is the exact same number of rooms at the Clarion that Dwight Sprague has. And he's appraised at 2.3. And same number of rooms as both of these places. And these are 3 million and 2.5 for 5.5 between them. The Clarion has
convention,
they have Buckingham's restaurant, they have all kinds of amenities.
Yes, they're on the strip.
And they're on the strip. Okay, he's doing a better job than I am.
Well, he is only paying you $2 an hour, he said. So.
He's overpaying me evidently at $2 an hour. But they're on the strip. And they've got a lot more amenities and should be worth a lot more than these two hotels combined with the number of rooms they have. And they're at 2.3. This one is alone. This hotel alone, which doesn't have the same number of rooms as the Clarion's, at 3 million. And again, at At 13,000 a room, it comes to a little over 1.4 million. It's hard to do business in the hotel business in Branson, but when you're starting off with, you know, a 20-something thousand dollar a year disadvantage over your competitors because you're appraised much higher, it's just not fair.
It's 112 rooms.
Correct.
That's two properties.
Well, that's with both?
Both properties. Well, no, it's...
Wait a minute.
212 between the two rooms.
Okay. It's 112 and 89 rooms on the other one.
Okay.
112.
So 112 on the property we're talking about.
Let's just look at, the BOE number 2015-83. So there's 112 rooms there.
That's correct.
Okay. And then pretty nice rooms, pretty nice hotel. Is it going to be better than... where would you...
Better
I understand the Clarion, but what about other ones that we just dealt with? Is 13,000? Do you feel
your opinion between who looks at it?
Is it 13? Is it 15? Is it 12? I mean, what are your thoughts
per room?
Yeah.
What it would sell for right now? You think
I would take what anybody give me for right now, but I would say probably 13 is a little low for it. I'd say 14 would be probably fair. So I think it is a little bit better than some of them.
That would put it at 1.568, gentlemen.
That put it at what?
1,568,000.
And it's currently at 3,061,000.
3,061,000.
And some of that might be due to the reindexing as well. Is that right, Chuck?
That costs 5%, I imagine.
Yeah.
If you were to go to 15,000 room, it'd be 1,680,000. I know that's not the way you want us to go, but just letting the board know what they're.
I agree. They're a little bit better than the ones.
The Grand Oaks, is that a three-level?
Four-level. Well, it's three and a half. I got
and one of the lower level. Level is kind of in a basement.
Right. It's in a basement. So I think you've been there.
I did. I prayed. I think when you all bought it, I think. I did. Was that the
and
one
I think you did
bought?
The Baymont for us, too, when we
pardon?
Bought that. I think you praised the Baymont, too, when we bought that.
Do you have those appraisals?
Of course not.
Well,
I don't remember. It's been several years ago.
This shows 99. Does that sound about right when you bought it, maybe?
I'm thinking of it before that, but I'm not sure. Dementia setting.
There's been a huge, huge difference in values from 2007 to the present. Lots of hotels were selling at great values before 2007.
Right.
Gentlemen, any thoughts?
Grand Oaks, that's a good motel.
16,000
would be
1,792,000. I don't want to go to 16 what'd you say, 16? I don't want to go to 16. I would consider the 15,000 room on that nice motel.
You'd go to 15, Danny?
Yeah, don't you think? I mean, you know more about it. If you appraised it, you know more about it than we do, but pretty nice unit. And I think that when we...
Well, I'd do a little bit better than that. I still think 16 would be realistic.
You, like I said, you know more about that size of it than I do.
Is that the one they bought from Garrone?
Baymont was, yes.
Baymont was, yeah.
16,000 is 1,792,000.
1 million.
And again, it's not as nice as the Clarion, which is at 2.3 and has the same number of rooms as both hotels.
The Gerald, I don't sound like we're auctioning off, but here, but if you would be considered a 15.5, I would go. I would make that motion if you would consider that. But if you want to go with 16, well, you're the appraiser with the.
Those are all interior rooms, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
15.5 is 1,736,000.
Gentlemen, I'd entertain a motion.
I'm waiting for my compadre down there to make up his mind.
I'll make that motion.
At what value, sir?
15.5.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to set the value of BOE number 2015-83 at a value of 1,736,000.
And that's a reduction from 3,061,000. Right?
Correct.
So that's.
Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Question.
1,000,000.
We already done it. But what was the lady that was involved in buying those?
Marilyn, my wife.
That's your wife. You're a lot better looking than you are. Yeah. Okay.
Agree on that.
I just trying to think of Marilyn.
Little redhead.
Mr. Kirby, yep. We're waiting on your vote.
Huh?
We're waiting on your vote.
I vote. I agree.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All ayes? Any opposed? Motion carries.
We had to wait on him, but he was solid on it.
He was solid. You said this next hotel, BOE number 2015-84, has 89 rooms?
Yes, it has 89 rooms. It doesn't have all the same amenities as the Grand Oaks, so it has fewer amenities. Is that correct?
Right.
They both got an outside pool?
This one has an outside pool, yes.
So is the extra amenities worth $500 a room, gentlemen, or what are you guys thinking? Or is it worth $1,000 a room?
Well, with the pool's in bad shape.
I'd request that we do $500 less a room on the Baymont if that would work with you all.
If that's his recommendation, I'm going to make that motion that we do $15,000.
That's $1,335,000.
Correct. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Oh.
2 seconds, boy.
Man, we got a second and a third. I do believe Mr.
That didn't take 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
Mr. Casey, I believe. What?
I believe Casey
beat 2 seconds. It must be getting close to lunchtime.
I think it's.
That sounds like brown bean time to me, doesn't it, you?
We have a motion and a second to set BOE number 2015-84 at $1,335,000. Any further discussion pertaining to this? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Okay. Can I write these down so that he can take them back to Marilyn and let her know as well? What's the first one was $1,736,000.
Yes, sir.
And the second one was $1,335,000?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Do you need us to figure out what the actual assessed value would then be?
Multiplied by 0.32.
It's right here. If you
what is it? Is this the first one?
That'd be the second one.
What's the 427,200?
Correct.
What was the first one?
555,520, I believe.
How many fives in the 20?
Four fives.
Okay. They all run together after a while.
Gentlemen, as I said earlier, you will receive a letter in the mail. I'm assuming it will go to Mr. Paulson.
Yes.
In that letter, it will say what we did today. If you don't like the outcome of it, you can always take it on to the State Tax Commission. They'll come down here, and you can go from there. If you have any questions, Ms. Neely will be able to help you out.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Say hello to Merrill.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. We have a teleconference. We're supposed to do it at 10:45.
We're not too far off.
Nope. Sir, who are you with? Who are you with, sir?
Me?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, we have you scheduled at 11, so let's see if we can get through this one real quick.
You ready to go eat?
Yes, but unfortunately, we've got a few more we have to go through. Let me go ahead and make this phone call, gentlemen.
You got on your calculator that times the
number. I didn't hear that. What did you hear?
The
original swinger?
Times the number. Then see if we was doing 20,000 or if we was doing. That's
what you know, Dr. Davis is.
What I'm saying is what the original was.
Hi, Mary. Is Karen available?
Check my cell phone.
This is Brandon Williams with Taney County Board of Equalization.
Okay, well done.
Thank you. Has decreased since 2006.
That's a first.
Hello.
Yeah, is this Ms. Winger?
Yes.
This is Brandon Williams with the Taney County Board of Equalization. How are you doing? Just so you know, the entire board is here. You're also being recorded on speakerphone and being broadcast via the Internet, so just make sure you're aware of that.
Uh-huh.
Currently, we have the value set at $411,270.
On the building?
On the, yes.
Okay. Actually, Rick Davis is the one that was taking care of that, and
okay.
He took all the paperwork with him to
okay.
the Ava office.
Okay.
Can you call him over there if I give you that phone number?
Sure can.
Okay, it's 417.
Okay.
683.
Okay.
3612.
3612.
Uh-huh. And are you going to call right now and I'll call and tell him to make sure they go get him?
I will give you about a minute to get a hold of him. Is that all right?
Oh, that will be great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Was she going to have him call in here? Is that what she said?
No, he's at another's office, so she's going to. I'm sure they have gatekeepers, so she's going to call them and say, hey, make sure you get him the phone. Don't take a message, I would assume. Please. So they didn't give us a value, they just said
yeah,
it's too high.
Two something.
Is that 7?
What does that mean? It says
greater than 15% increase in new assessed value.
How much increase?
Hey, they're saying it's in excess of 15%.
Yeah, greater than 15%.
Oh.
Can you?
No, it said more than 15.
What was the previous value?
357.029.
Previous was 357.029.
Yeah, that is a 15% increase. It's 410,000, so it's greater than 15% increase. Yeah. And he knew it was worth more than 13. He was.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah. And they were. I mean, they were going better.
I'm going to go ahead and call because I told him I would. Can you see Chuck right there? Can you see him? Is he right there? You don't, I mean, don't get that. I didn't know if you could see him from that angle.
Right. That's what you have. 165. Okay. That's fine. I did. I just wanted to make sure that I knew that for future.
That's what we did.
I can see him through the. I don't know if that's him or Danny. I can see the reflection. Well, it's a reflection off that Missouri Veterans sign, so it's not real clear. Yeah, it's Randy and Danny.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, is Dr. Davis available?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Brandon Williams with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Okay, hold up the one.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Rick Davis.
Hey, Dr. Davis, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
This is Brandon.
Thanks for calling
us. Oh, you're welcome. Just so you know, you're on speakerphone. The entire board is here. It is being broadcast via the internet, and it is also being recorded. So make sure you're aware of that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We have a value set at $411,270. Your information that was sent in says that you feel is increased too much at 15%.
Yes.
I will let Mr. Pennell. Do you have any thoughts on that, or the reason? Go ahead.
I just double-checked with Kenny, and he said he'd spoke to someone in the last few month or two. I don't know if it was Dr. Davis. It caught the index, evidently. And so, same old thing, cost system. And.
But which index? Because this is over 15% increase.
Well, the commercial's 235, so it's about a 15% increase. Residential, we got this. Just a simple index was about 10%. So I must have caught the 15% index.
Did you hear that, sir?
Something about the index, the commercial index.
Yeah, so the assessor, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Mr. Pennell, the assessor, whenever they went through and this year they set the indexes and commercial was at 2.35?
If we reviewed properties,
if they reviewed the property,
the commercial got to 235. Dr. Davis, did you speak to Kenny about this? He said he spoke to someone.
Yes, I spoke to Kenny about this on the phone, and he really couldn't explain to me why the increase was that much.
Okay.
He went back and looked at some of the records and said that he didn't know for sure exactly why. My position is that when we got the notice, I called our banker who handles our loan on the. Because I have had no reason to have any appraisals done or anything like that. We've never purchased the building. We've built the building from scratch and won't be selling the building anytime soon. So I called the Ozark Mountain Bank bankers, or whatever they call it now, Century.
Central Bank.
Central Bank. And asked them about the valuation changes. That was the only thing I knew to do. And, of course, they said that they didn't think that the property value had increased any. In fact, if anything, it had decreased since the building was constructed. And so basically, just from that reasoning, I sent my observation in. My personal property on my home did go up about 5% or something like that. So I was expecting some increase, but not 15%.
Dr. Davis, how about, did you pay any attention when you built it? Did we have it valued accurately, you think, when you built it?
I think I would imagine that I don't, because we built it then, that we own portions of the building. The upper floor is what you're talking about here. And so valuation of that is, you know, probably a somewhat difficult mathematical activity that we never had cause to do. So I believe it was valued fairly, probably was valued fairly. I'm assuming that the appraisal used the right formula when they evaluated it originally.
Does the board have anything they want to weigh in on?
I just want to thank you for getting back with me so soon. Everybody that I spoke to, including Kenny, you know, was able to give me the right information to get my voice heard in a very timely manner, and I was glad to be able to have my chance to make my case in front of the board today.
Well, if we did a 5% increase, that would be at $374,880, because you did say you're expecting somewhat of an increase, just not 15%.
That is accurate.
It wouldn't be that much, would it, Brandon? The structure was 332, 5% of that.
Oh, you just did on the structure? That's right.
Yes, just on the structure.
$373,630.
That'd be how much?
$373,630 is probably a minimal, because $25,000 was the land value. Does the board have any motions or recommendations?
Well, that's all. Let me ask this. I'm a little confused on all this difference in... I know what they are. I just don't know why they should be applied. I know we had a mandatory ag increase. These other increases, are they... This building had to be on at a commercial rate before, right?
Yeah, it's all right there.
I know, but I'm trying to go through this. It had to be on at a commercial rate before, and the increase of the commercial rate was approximately 15%.
I believe that's what Mr. Pennell said, yeah.
So all the other businesses in the Branson area will receive or have received the 15% commercial businesses?
Only if they've been reassessed. Only if they've been measured.
And if they weren't, then they got a 5%.
Yeah.
If they hadn't been, it's 5%.
Yeah. Brandon, would you do that again for me? Because 332, 10% would be 33,000.
So 332 times 1.05, that makes it 348,630, plus the 25,000, makes it 373,630.
Okay, so you're adding the, okay.
That's figuring at 10%?
That was at 5%. But again, the board can tell them what they want to do.
But you're saying, let me get back to where I was at. You're saying this one has been reassessed. This particular structure and building has been reassessed.
It caught the 235 index. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Then let me ask you this, and I'm not trying to be catty about this or anything. I'm just trying to figure out, is the one, if you had a business up the street, is it going to be reassessed also? How did you come up with the reassessment of particular individual buildings?
In reassessment, we go around, if there's any sense, they have any sense, they remeasure everything. They just review all of their grades, materials, all those different things through the cost system.
I understand that. What I'm asking is if you have a business there and the next business up the road, does it get reassessed also?
If we got to it, and I can take you and show you the map, this one evidently got to that reassessment, but there's tons of them that didn't. Maybe not tons, that's not a good way to say it, but there's a number of them that did not get reassessed, so they just got a 5%.
So, basically, what seems fair to me may not seem fair in the assessment world, but looks to me like that everybody should have got the 5%, and then after everybody was assessed, they go up to the 235. Well, it looks to me like that would have been the more fair way to have done it.
In some cases, it would be. But in lots of cases, we had properties that went up considerable amount because they were way under assessed. And we've got other properties that went down considerable amount. So just in a general thing, as back in 07 when we did an increase, everything just got 6%. But it did not do the job of reassessing properties that were too high or too low. And that's what we're to be about, is trying to find the right value.
Okay, here's where I'm at on this one. I'm wanting to do the 5% on this one. But is that fair to the neighbor who got the 2.35, that got the 15%? That's where I'm having trouble with. If you happen to be lucky enough to get reassessed and you ended up with the 15% versus the 5%.
It's not going to be perfect.
It isn't all going to be fair. I know. But that, so, you understand where I'm coming from on the...
I hear what you're saying, but I think the key for everything we're doing is to look at the value. And if Dr. Davis feels like it was a fair value when they built it, if we had it valued well at that time, then we need to look at that value.
Dr. Davis, when was that built?
2006.
Thank you.
So again, in 2006, we evidently went through the cost system, did our figuring. If we did our job well then, we're too high, probably. You know, I didn't look at this person, you know, I didn't know anything that he had called in and Kenny had talked to him.
If we're going to give the increase, I don't think it should be any more than the 5%.
Do we want to get any depreciation or no? Because it's not, the building's probably in pretty good shape.
Yeah, 2006, it's not.
Well, it just seems like excessive, whether it's assessed or not assessed, for 5% all the way to 15%. It just seems like a...
I agree.
It seems like that's a pretty significant increase. Now, maybe there should be some. I wouldn't complain if it was 10%. But 15%. But I personally think 5% would probably be.
Do we have a motion to do so?
Yeah, I'll make a motion, 5% increase.
I'm going to second that motion.
We have a motion and a second to set the BOE number 2015116 at 373,600, was that correct? Sorry, let me do the math again. $373,630. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Dr. Davis, we set the value at $373,630. That is a 5% increase on the structure. You'll receive a letter from the clerk's office stating what has happened, and at the bottom of the letter it'll show that you have the ability to take it to the state tax commission if you choose to do so. Okay?
Thank you for your time and attention to this matter. I appreciate all of your involvement and your volunteer time to do that, those of you who are on the board. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Bye now.
All right, bye-bye. Now, if I go in and get my eyes checked, can I say, now this is a 15% increase over 2006 prices.
Maybe give you a 10% decrease.
He might give me a 10%. Is this Mr. Girth?
Uh-huh. We have it on 616-891.
Okay.
Which one is his?
The next one.
Yeah. 118?
Yeah. Sir, we are ready whenever you're ready.
I've got a partner out there
She wanted to borrow enough money to buy me out. It wouldn't appraise, the bank said, for $300,000. So she couldn't borrow the money. They've always raised their rates for me out there for years because they knew I was good for it. I wanted to get the country going good. I didn't mind, but the Golden Fleece has been fleeced by the fleecers. They took my sewer plant away from my campground. The city wouldn't allow my sewer lines, which was better than theirs, to hook on. That devaluated my property considerably. The whole area out there is depleted. We've got Steve Redfern had a piece of property next to me. The state gave him 500 foot of frontage. He built a strip mall in there. It sold for less than what it cost to build just recently. He got the land free, so that didn't amount to anything. He bought the other strip mall over there for pennies, so that's the area that we're talking about.
Wesley, do you have, our GIS is not working, is yours?
Would you explain to me? I'm a little confused. I don't know exactly where this property is.
Well, it's right next to Point Royal. I'm on the high ground. They're
from
on
the
low ground.
From the south side? Coming from
same
the south.
Same side as Point Royal.
No, I was pulling
I've got U-Haul out there.
It's across.
Have you been down the road?
Pardon?
Have you been down 165?
Oh, yeah, many times.
Well, I've got U-Haul.
But you mentioned Steve Redfern, this strip mall that he built.
That was right next to me. Yeah.
Okay, that's next. I know where that is.
Paint store in there.
Yeah, paint store there. That
strip mall.
Yeah, it sold just recently for less than what it was to build, I'm sure.
Probably did.
I'm sure it did.
Because they hadn't rented all that. There was a paint store, and that's about all they had in
it. Oh, they had nothing.
The internet's working. It's just.
And that other strip mall over there hadn't had anything for years.
Yeah.
I have no idea what Steve gave for that, but I bet it wasn't very much.
So do you have the appraisal with you, sir?
No, I didn't get an appraisal. Jerry wasn't home. He was at a wedding. Jesse, he was at a wedding.
Is he the one that did the appraisal for your partner?
No, the banks did. I'm not going to say names because I don't like that.
But they
but
did.
Nonetheless, that was the appraisal.
Who appraised it?
The banks.
The bank had it appraised.
The banks made the appraisal.
Did they send out a certified general appraisal?
No, they did not.
So
I tried to get
all
Jerry Jesse.
It's not appraised.
The bank did not. The bank said it was only worth so much. So he couldn't get a loan.
I didn't know the bank was able to set valuation.
They don't like that. They don't like that very well, but that's the way it's done.
I guess they can, if they're going to loan money or not.
So, well, the bank can say whatever they want, but it doesn't mean it's appraisal.
Well, that's true, but if you tell me something, that's sold, and then I'll show you what it's bringing. That's pretty close to what the ball game's all about.
So your campground isn't operational now?
Hell no, not with the sewer and everything taken out, and it was all legal. And the state and the city did this to me. I got ran over by a dump truck and crushed putting that in. Then I got fungal lung infection. Then I got spotted fever. It's been pretty tough. Now I've got immaculate going on.
Well, this says six.
Not my fault y'all sold her out.
Yeah, you know, this says $616,891. What do you think it should be?
Well, what are they appraised for? What did that stuff go for? What did it sell for?
Yeah,
what's it worth? I'll leave that up to you all. I think you've heard enough already today. Time to eat.
Mr. Pinnell, it's no longer a campground, I'm assuming.
No. And we've got his, we got residential value.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got residential on it, I'm sure.
But we've got the land value at $500,000 plus. And it is, how many acres do you have, George?
Oh, about 15, I'd say.
Oh, here it is. Yeah,
thereabouts, anyway.
This is showing 13.4.
Those surveys aren't exactly, you know, on the...
There you go.
There it is.
Long-time campground. Sells U-Hauls off the front of it.
Yeah, but all that land west of me there, that's all been...
That makes it 45,000 an acre.
45,000 an acre.
Back on.
Now, is that Point Royale, it's right next to it, on the right.
Yeah. Yeah, they'd have sued me if there'd been anything wrong with that sewer plant and the lateral line. In a heartbeat.
Wesley, can you go back to previous values?
Yes, sir.
Hell, Silver Dollar City ain't even got no sewer. They don't own the land. Makes me a little aggravated, to say the least.
So you're trying to sell it? I mean, or you...
I had to sell half of it.
Oh.
She tried to borrow the money to buy me out.
Right now it's appraised at $38,520 an acre. Mr. Kerber, what do you feel that that land is worth an acre right there?
And you've got $4,500 an acre?
No, no, no. It's right currently at $518,000 at 13.46 acres. Makes it equate to $38,520 an acre.
$38,520 an acre. And how many acres? 15 acres. 13.46. That land not worth $38,500.
I do not disagree. I'm looking to you for a value. Or anybody else from the board for a value. Mr. Pennell, do you have any, I mean, I don't know.
I'm thinking of what you all heard, what we've heard this morning about land values. And I think he's got a little bit of value in the in U-Hauls off the front of it. You know, the front end's worth a little bit of something. The back of it at this time... isn't worth too much, in my opinion.
I agree.
13.46.
Would you try to, if we could try to help you out on that, could you split that front part to split
commercial.
A certain amount of acreage off
yeah.
of it, and then value your back
yeah.
at a much
yeah.
less rate?
Yeah, we're thinking about that, having to do it. About the only thing you can do.
Well, what? How much of the front acreage would you consider the split on? For
200 feet back, just like they do. Anything more than that's a giveaway.
So is that going to be like a couple of acres? I mean, I'm not sure.
Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Could you bring this plat back up?
I don't know. I've got plats and I've had surveys down too. They transferred. So I bought some land and they transferred a piece off of it. I don't know why. I have no idea why.
Back about where the little notch is.
Yeah.
In there.
I never could figure that one out. How they could take that clear off my property that I bought. That had to have been done through here. And I've got no idea why.
I can't see very good. Can we?
My word's that.
You can probably get about 2 acres of commercial out of the front end.
Well, that's what I would do. I'd figure that commercial, the 2 acres, and then that light back part of it's not going to be.
Well, you can make a case.
I think it was right in here somewhere before they messed it all up.
But if you took that road frontage property,
yeah,
it's worth a lot more
than
that. And I don't think 38.5 is not too bad for
the first 2 acres.
Or 2 or 3 acres.
Yeah, well, whatever you figure, if you got some idea where that notch is at straight across, that'd take in for commercial, and the rest of that we'd figure up a value on.
You're right at 2 acres with doing that. So if you want to set the value.
So that make, if we did 38.5 for 2 acres.
Wesley, can you show me again what he has on there as structure?
Well, now, what I thought, Gerald, is you might consider more than 38.5 for the 2 acres, but really reduce the back acres, like 40,000 an acre for the 2 acres,
and
figure the rest of it at a way reduced cost. I think that'd be the fair way to do it.
Is that building a residential structure?
His house is on there.
Oh, yep. And his office is in
the house.
In the house. Okay.
What do you think about that, Gerald? Set the first 2 acres at $40,000.
$600 house.
And then reduce the rest of it.
George, what improvements do you have besides your house? Are there mobile homes or any other buildings?
No.
You got your old.
I got an old mobile home there. It's been pulled out. I've got a little house back in there, a little building. Other than that, I don't have anything. Oh, I've got that bathhouse up there.
Bathhouse.
But it's empty. Water's cut off.
I don't know how that lays. It lays pretty good, or you wouldn't have a campground in there.
Part of it lays flat, but they went junkers went in there and tore all the wires out, so it's worthless.
Well, if we use 40,000.
Two on the 2 acres, 40,000.
Yeah, for 2 acres.
Yeah, and then on the very back part of it, you take the other.
10,000.
I was thinking 10,000 to 15,000 an acre on that. Whatever you think, I don't know.
10,000. And we had for 13.
The 114,600 for the back. Now we changing the front to commercial zone or to commercial.
The 40,000
value.
SS.
Highway frontage. I mean, they figured that out through there that so much a foot. They don't figure it on so much an acre, but we're figuring acreage. Am I right, Chuck? That's what usually where they go.
Yes.
Till you get almost to the dam. I mean, it's all footage instead of acreage.
It was that whole piece was, except for the residence part, was 504,000 square feet price. But that was
correct.
Things were going great guns and never didn't change.
Yeah. Gentlemen, by doing what you're doing, you're real close to his $300,000 asking.
Close to what?
His $300,000 asking value.
Well, I'm going to make a motion. We set it at that then, but I want it split.
So you want $80,000 set as commercial land, and then everything else is residential land and structure?
Would that be all right with you, Gerald?
That's fine with me.
So we have that motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to set the value of BOE number 2015-118 at $300,000. $80,000 of that will be as commercial land. The remaining $220,000 will be as residential structure and land. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. We lowered your value to $300,000.
I talked to Dixon up here, a good friend. I've knew his dad. I've got an old access road that runs behind my property, and I want that vacated.
Sir, that is something that you would have to actually talk to the commission about. This is the Board of Equalization.
Yeah, I understand, but I thought maybe I could set that up with you.
Right now, all we can deal with is properties that's brought forth for Board of Equalization.
Where do I set that up?
Probably need to go upstairs to the commission office and talk with them.
May not set it up with anybody. Are you in the city?
County.
You're in the county part of it?
Yeah.
Again, we can discuss it, but yeah. You probably need to go upstairs and talk to the girls up there and to get this process on how it's done. Okay. Roads are only vacated during certain times. So.
Yeah, that access road was put in the 30s, and it doesn't even show on any surveys, but it was an old access road for the houses when they built the dam.
Yeah, right now our function is as Board of Equalization.
So. Right, there's been a survey already done on it by the Corps, so the line's right there. It wouldn't be a problem.
Our function is as board. Yeah, we're as. Sorry about that, sir.
I'll talk to him.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day. We at 11:15 we had Linda Atkins. It says in person. Do you know? Okay.
That's a name, which.
There's no reason for a jealous current market value. This is Donna Neely with the Kenny County Board of Equalization. I'm afraid you've missed your appointment today with us. Could you please call the office at 546-7249? Thank you.
She don't know you.
Gentlemen, do we have any other properties that we want to bring up that we've skipped over?
We've done them all, haven't we?
And you can look at hers, even though she didn't appear. You can look at hers and make a decision on it if you want to.
And this one we're talking about?
Yeah.
I figure we'd give her a few minutes if we want to. It's 11:32, man.
FYI, if I've got it right, I visited with this lady's new husband, and they had some information that showed it about half the value. But I didn't see the information or anything, so I'm kind of hampered there.
That they had information that's worth half of what we have set at, or
something like
that, or worth set half of what they were worth.
But they had a value. They came up with a value about $12,000, I think it was.
About $12,000 what? Total.
About $12,000. Well, as she said, their current market is 50% less than assessed value, and I don't know what kind of information they had, whether they had an appraisal or comps or what they had. Ran out to her husband in town just a few days ago. So they may have forgot it. Or
is it one of them little houses on the lot?
Looks like it's a mobile home on a lot over in Merriam, off of maybe. Yeah, 1992 mobile home. got a small utility building we got on for $762.
Is this a total appraised value? Does that include the personal property, or is that?
It includes the mobile home.
It does include the mobile home.
Yeah.
The $24,000 includes the mobile home?
Yes.
So it's on, it's on a foundation, is the reason it's.
It's got a, okay. Yeah, sitting on concrete blocks, and she owns the property, so it's on.
It's on it. That's, I was just curious as to make sure it was
on her lot there.
Again, I don't know what kind of information they came up with, but.
That you said that $24,461 includes?
Includes the mobile home and the little outbuilding and everything.
And the land.
The mobile's on at $16,739. The land is. There we go. Land $6,277. And got a utility building.
I think that I just deny that. I think $24,000 is not bad.
Do we want to wait and see if they communicate back with us before the end of the day, board?
I think you ought to.
We can wait till the end of the day and do that if you want to, and that way it would give them a chance to come in. Maybe okay. They got the time wrong or something.
Yeah, or the day wrong or something. I don't mind to wait.
I'm ready to recess.
Well, as you gentlemen know, I am not going to be here this afternoon, and currently it is my opinion that we do not have a vice chair, so I think we need to select a vice chair.
So,
I'm the vice chair.
The motion or the second, I believe, was made by a member that's not able to make motions, seconds, or vote. So we need
that's
to.
His opinion and not mine.
And I am the chairman.
But you don't have a vote that overrides the board, Brandon.
Okay, ma'am.
It's just your opinion.
We will accept any nominations. Board?
I nominate that you, I'll make the motion that you accept the opinion of the State Tax Commission, the training that Danny and Randy and Mike and Chuck and myself have been at, in that the opinion that you presented to me.
I have asked a question to the board to accept any nominations.
I am a member of the board.
Ma'am,
I'm allowed to discuss
ma'am,
it.
Ma'am, according to our attorneys, you are not. Okay?
They did not. Nothing in his opinion said I didn't have a right to discuss any issues.
I do have the ability to stop any discussion, anything that we want to do. I am chairman. I'm asking for nominations for a vice chair. Do we have any nominations?
I'll make a motion that we present Mike as the vice chair.
Okay.
I agree.
So we have a motion and a second to make Mr. Schofield the vice chair. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 I will make the board aware that
Mr. Kerbal,
if you deny my rights, I am talking to an attorney already.
And you have to do that as a citizen. So you will not
and
be
a member of the board.
No, ma'am.
And elected official.
Okay, ma'am. The problem is every attorney opinion that you have handed me specifically says in it that it is not an attorney's opinion. We have an actual attorney's opinion that has signed it saying this is his opinion. Okay?
I
also,
have another attorney, Brandon.
Okay, then you can have another attorney. And that's fine. Now, Mr. Kerbal, how would you like to vote on
that?
Did you vote aye?
Yeah.
Okay, motion carries. So, Mr. Schofield, you are the vice chair.
You're not going to be here tomorrow.
I
mean today.
Correct. I will not.
Is everybody else going to be here tomorrow?
I will not.
Mr. Casey won't be here tomorrow.
Son's coming in.
My son's coming
in. Service.
I can argue.
Huh?
It'd be a great difficulty for me to be here tomorrow. Is that still going to be enough to?
We will still have a quorum, yes, sir.
Well, and your business is your business, and you told us that when we seated you in position. Randy has his son coming in who's serving in the armed services, and he's only got, the chances to see him once in a while. And so I appreciate the fact that both of you, have the right not to be here. That's the way I look at it. So,
ditto. I agree with that.
I mean, after next week, if anything comes up, I'll be available.
Yeah. How many more sessions do you think we
Currently, Wesley, we're scheduled through tomorrow morning, and that's it, correct?
Yes.
So we'll be tomorrow by noon?
Noonish.
And then we'll have
more than likely.
Usually what we do, Gerald, on that, and Brandon, you go ahead if you want to, but usually we wait till the end of the month
to actually
before
adjourn.
We actually adjourn because there may be some discussion to come up in a meeting. Yeah. Right.
And then we'll notify if we do that before, you know.
So you still have a quorum. You're not going to be here tomorrow?
No, sir.
And if I'm not here tomorrow?
Correct.
But what it boils down to, is your son in the armed service?
Yes.
He's in the Army, Navy, or Air Force?
Air Force. He's attached to the
then
Army.
Then that don't count. But I spent 30 years in the Army. Air Force don't count.
But he's attached to the Army.
Okay, that'll be
all right. He's at Fort Bliss.
Fort Bliss, I've been there.
Hey, while everybody's here, if I may, Chairman,
yeah.
We've got a file going of a few corrections, generally the last day or a day or two before. I would hope, though, that maybe a week from now or something we'd have an opportunity to meet, maybe not all of you if they're insignificant things, so that we might get those done before the last day. And of course, I appreciate you waiting
for
the last day.
In the future, I could meet, but my problem is I am so far behind.
Nope, we understand. We all know why, too.
Yeah, because I thought I was going to be here once a week. I really thought we were going to meet, and I think it's all your fault.
Mike's a good salesman, I understand. I don't know.
Gentlemen, anything else we want to discuss? We will recess until our next meeting, which I believe is scheduled for 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock?
What did you say last night?
1 p.m.
Yeah, 1 o'clock p.m. Thank you.
1:10?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.